Hello, everybody. I hope you liked that little intro because I really did. I literally, when I made that, it made my day. Right. Wait, sorry. I'm just a little bit excited. So I'm going to start by saying, are you ready? Oh, sorry, I'm all excited. Are you ready for a little bit of Ballet Day? Oh my God, absolutely smashed it. I'm not going to lie, absolutely smashed it. Right, I need to start by saying, I've been a little bit buzzing over all this. Like, I genuinely have. I've been giving it big licks, making soundboards, doing everything I can just to make it as sick as I know I am. And I've had the best time. I've literally had the best time. Like, I'm having so much fun right now. Oh, by the way, so you might be listening to this on, like, Apple or, like, Spotify or something like that. But I'm also filming it to put on YouTube just because I wanted to. I'm not going to lie, just because I can, and I wanted to, and if you are just listening to it, then you probably can't see me right now, so you won't realise that I look really good, like, I actually look so good, and I look really, like, masculine, and, like, like, really, like, heterosexual right now, so, yeah, so that's just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of info for you if you wanted to watch it there. Oh, and also, so you'll find with me talking, basically, I go off on, like, tangents all the time. This podcast is supposed to be, in my head, I'd say around, like, 45 minutes, we'll see what happens, but realistically, with the tangents I go on, we could be here for 2 hours, so I'll try my best to make sure that does not happen, because I personally don't have 2 hours, and I'm sure you don't either. But right, I just want to show you my, what do you call it, soundboard, right, first thing that I downloaded. So I got this soundboard, and it had, like, stuff already pre on it, but I was like, no, I'm going to work out how to put my own stuff on it, and I've just been having the most fun, like, literally. Are you ready? First one, obvious. Right, this one is from one of my favourite, like, memes from, like, way back at... Right, you ready?
Get that out my face!
It's from this video of, like, this boy, and he was filming his grandma all the time, his Scottish grandma, she's called Granny Annie. Absolute lover. I used to quote this all the time as a kid, and then it's, like, made a resurgence. Is that a word? It's back in my life, basically. Absolutely loving it. 3, 2, 1.
Get that out of my face.
I just love it. Right, this fourth one got to happen.
I just want to be me.
And I'm here. I've got a nice drink, by the way. Oh, a bit of ASMR for you. Oh, God, that juice is really fruity. Anyway, fifth sound. Oh, wait, sorry. To go back to the GC. Absolutely love her. Love a hot mess. I think what makes a gay icon is a woman that's a bit of a mess, but has a delusional idea of, like, herself. Like, she really thinks she's the best, but realistically she's a little bit falling apart, and we just absolutely love it because we can probably relate to that ourselves. I know I definitely bloody can. Fifth one got to happen. Oh, it gave me a bit of a scare, that one. Love it. Love a bit of a bow, 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 bow. Absolutely love it. And then, yeah, they're basically, like, all the fun ones. Yeah, so I just thought, I've just been having the best time ever. Been working out how to be all technical and everything. I've just been loving it. But, right, so, first episode. Basically, I'm gonna do, like, I've got it all laid out. Don't you worry about me. I've got this all planned out. So every episode will start with a topic, and the thing will be named what the topic is. So you probably already know already that this one's about me. Just a little bit of an introduction to a little bit Ballet Day, little bit introduction, little bit about me. We'll see what happens, really. And then, so first bit topic, then second bit, I'm going to answer some of your questions. Now, I asked you to send me some questions to an email address. Can't bloody remember which one it is, what email address it is, but anyway, and lots of you did, very grateful. Lots of funny questions, lots of emotional questions, to be honest with you, very deep, very personal. I want you to know that I did see them all, but I'm only gonna do, like, two today. But feel free to resend them. And, like, if you want to, I think it's balegde.questions@gmail.com. So if you didn't get, like, you didn't get said, did that make sense? Tiff, you don't get... Do you know what? Wait.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I pressed the wrong one. I was pausing. Oh, I'm a bit fuming about that. Anyway, yeah, so if yours didn't get said this time, feel free, send it in again, or whatever. Balegde.questions@gmail.com. Love it, absolutely love it. So, then, after your questions, I'm going to do something, like a little segment where I talk about something that's a little bit important. Now, it could be anything. Even though I'm like a big dickhead, we all know that, I am actually quite clever at times, and I like to, especially, you know, if I've got people listening, speak about something that's a little bit important that's going on in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just got to happen. It can be anything from LGBTQ plus issues, race issues, anything that's going on in the world right now. We'll be able to drop some helpful links on my social media, even though I don't have that many followers. I don't know, I think I am Billy Big Bollocks over here, but anything that we can do to help out, that's always a plus, isn't it? So then, after that, we'll finish it off where I'll say something that I like and something that I just don't really like. So every week we'll have that. And throughout the weeks, we could have, you know, guests on. I've already been speaking to some people. We could have guests and we'll ask them what they like and what they don't like. See what they think about the topics. See what they think about your questions. Guys, this is going to be a barrel of laughs. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time already. It might be this. Wait, let me try it again. One sec. It might be that orange juice. Just a bit of Robinson's, nothing special, but might be that. Why I'm having a good time, but I hope you're having a good time as well. So anyway, right, so let's start with the first topic. So we're going to talk a little bit about me, little bit of Balegde, just to start it off. So I'm from a really small town. You can probably tell by my weird accent that you can't really locate it because it doesn't really make much sense. I honestly don't know what my accent is, I'm not gonna lie, but from this weird little town, no disrespect to the people from there, it's a lovely town. I grew up there thinking it was the sickest place in the world. I was like, why would anybody ever want to leave here? Why would anybody ever want to leave this little tiny town? And I'd go into town with like my granddad and my mum, and I'd be like, this place, oh my God, this place is massive. I can't wait to grow up here because it is lit. It's lit. And then basically I got older, went to other places, realised it really was not. And now I don't live there anymore. But anyway, started off in a little town. I was born in 1999. Yeah, that's correct. And then was loving life. Well, can't really remember, not gonna lie. Then my parents got divorced. And that sounds a little bit depressing. Like some of you might be like, oh God, we're getting deep. But no, guys, I'm gonna be right. Like, no, you know, some people really go through it when their parents get divorced. Me, I just got 2 birthdays. 2 Christmas. I don't even remember it. I was like 4 years old. Absolutely loving it. Got a stepsister when my dad got married. I loved her. Best mate. Now I've got a half sister through marriage. More family. Absolutely loving it. More presents. Are you joking me? I have the best, like, best of both worlds. Get to go to my dad's, have a little bit of a chill out. Go back to my mum's, have a bit of chill out. If I get sick of one of them throughout my childhood, I just go to the others. I felt like bloody Hannah Montana, best of both worlds, me. But anyway, so I understand it's not the case for most people, but for me, I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie. So then, like I said, got my sisters out of that. So I had my older sister, who when she's like 7-8 years older than me, 7 years older than me, can't remember. If she's listening to this, she's probably gonna go mental at me. But so we were always like partners in crime, like absolutely loving it, proper together all our lives. And then she went off to uni when I was like quite young. So I was like, who is this bitch? Like, we've been together for ages, like, and now she's gonna leave me. Like, what on earth is going on? And we just missed each other. Like, I went to high school just as she left. So like, we were never in the same like school or anything like that. Just as I was like getting into high school, she was at uni, and then yeah, wasn't, you know, so we kind of like, but we always like, we've always been like really good friends. But I'd say more recently, as I've become an adult, she's literally like my best friend. Like, I'm just saying it. If she's listening, then fair enough, you know, you've got this one, Ellie. But yeah, she's like literally like my best friend. And then I have my youngest sister, who is my half sister. Her name's Martha. love her to pieces as well. Like, we've grown up like absolute partners in crime. We absolutely get each other. She's literally like my best mate. Don't care if she wants to admit that or not. I don't really give one. I love her. She doesn't have to love me. She's an angry teenager. She'd probably say that she wouldn't, and that's fine by me. That is fine by me. And then, stepsister, got two stepsisters. Megan, who I grew up, absolute best mate. Becky, absolutely love. Oh, I don't know if they'll want me saying the name. Anyway, but you won't know who they are anyway. Then stepbrother David is what I've got. Oh, I've got a bloody big family. Big family. Big family. Christmas Day. Never seen it. Never seen it. Could be in a pub. But I'm in my house. That's how many people there are. Anyway, so yeah, then... Oh, I'm fully going off topic. See what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be talking about... I've got written down here, primary school now. And I'm here to tell you about Christmas and my family. I'm sorry. I've had enough of me already. Right, primary school. I looked like shit. I looked awful in primary school. I've posted some videos on my TikTok before, pictures of me on my TikTok before. You've probably seen them. I had a bob down to ear. My gap, I've got a big gap in my teeth now, but it was even bigger if you can believe it. I was sweaty. I went through a chubby phase. It was horrible, but I was class absolute legend. I was the smartest in my class. I was on every sports team, not football. I'll just put that out there, not football, because can't do that. I'm a little bit too for that. If you're watching on YouTube, then you just saw my hand gesture go like that, but if you're not, then fair enough. Yeah, so loved high school, absolutely loved it. And then I started gymnastics whilst I was in high school. Believe it or not, I did actually used to be sporty. And my mum may have pressured me into it. By pressured, I mean like forced. Yeah. But absolutely loved it. I was a sport. Can we just appreciate that I had a bob? I was like friends with everybody, including the teachers, majoritively the teachers. And I did gymnastics. And my parents were surprised when I came out as gay. Can we just, do you know what, wait, come on, there must be someone on the...
I just want to be me.
There we go, I was looking for it, I just want to be me. And they were surprised, they were literally surprised. I came up in my full leotard, I walked up to them like, gay, and nah, they were none the wiser. I don't know how, but yeah, anyway. So, then, whilst I was like younger, loved playing out with my mates, but I mostly loved, like, I turned into, like, a proper, like, gamer boy. Like, my dad played on PlayStation all the time, and then I got massively into Nintendo. Pokemon, if you're out there, wait, let me press it again, it's got to happen. Pokemon! Oh my god, best game ever invented. If you think you're into Pokemon, I'll tell you for a fact now, you're not. Because you've not met me. You have not. When Pokemon Go came out, I ran that little town that I lived in. People would walk past me in the streets and they'd be like, oh my god, that's player 1234 max or something, max 69 or whatever I was. And they'd be quaking in their boots. They'd think like, oh, I'm boss me, I've got a Charizard. You've got a Charizard, mate. I've got a fucking Blastoise Venusaur. I've got it all. I've got bloody Mewtwo in my back pocket. What have you got? But yeah, loved it, absolutely loved it. Full on, like, gamer boy, fully did it. And then went to high school, and I changed quite a lot. So I'm full gimp, full hair, full, like, not anything nice. And I was lovely. I was, like, the little teacher's pet, absolutely loving it. And then I just turned into a bit of a dickhead, I'm not gonna lie. I got to high school, and it's very different than primary school. So in primary school, you can be the smartest kid in the class, be like goody two shoes and still have friends. In high school, it doesn't work like that. Where I went to high school anyway, like, I remember my first year, I got picked on so much, and most of my friends that I'm friends with now don't even, like, remember this, probably don't even know it. I got picked on so much because I had a bob. I was like, putting my hand up to like every question, like, yes, me. I had a really high pitched voice. I know I've got a high pitched voice now, but oh my god. I was like, hey, miss, yeah, please, blah, 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 blah. Oh my god, embarrassment. How I didn't get absolutely beat up, I don't know. But yeah, so I was absolute teacher's pet. And then one day, it came on between year 7 and year 8, I tried to go... So in year 7, I literally went to sick bay, which is like where you go if you feel sick, and they tell you to put a wet paper towel on your head and come back after lunch. But anyway, I'd go like every single day because I wanted to go home. I was like, I hate it, please can I go home? And then between year 7 and year 8, I got my hair cut into... Well, I don't know if I got it cut, I just started styling it differently, into, like, the Bieber. Do you remember when the Bieber was like, like if you had the Bieber hair, you were the fittest guy in the whole world? Well, I wasn't, but I did have the Bieber hair, and so I'd give it big swish. Looked like my neck were like spasming like every 2 seconds, like when I was trying to swish my hair back into place. And then I made friends with some people that are literally like my dearest friends right now, but we'll all admit it, in high school we were just awful. Like, I fully went from licking the teacher's arses to try and get ahead to, oh, that were a bit grim, that. I just imagined doing that to my teeth. Oh, I'm so sorry, I said. I feel, oh, that's ruined my day. Anyway, so yeah, full on sucking up to the teeth. Oh, sucking, oh my God. Oh, wait.
Get that out of my face.
Oh.
Get that out of my face.
Oh my God. Right, yeah, full on sucking up to the teachers to just like being an awful person, like fully messing around all the time, didn't give one. In year 10, I got an award. Right, so then, fully messing around all the time, absolutely, but having the best time, going to house parties, like doing this. I wasn't necessarily like the most like insanely bad behaved person in the school by any means, but I was just like acting differently to how I was. Like, in year 7, people didn't really notice me. I had my group of mates, and absolutely love them. They were, like, my best mates. And other than that, I didn't really have any other friends. So then decided I'm just going to be a dickhead, because if you're good, you don't get noticed by teachers, pupils, anything. And then started being a dickhead, made loads of mates. I absolutely loved it. I literally had, like, the best time, just, like, kicking, throwing glue sticks at teachers. Why not? Science, don't get me started on science lessons. They were elite. They were like, they were the best thing that has, they were, that's what they were. Get me to fucking year 9 chemistry, year 9 biology, love it. Absolutely love it. So they were amazing. And basically went to high school, changed a lot, turned kind of bad, but eventually I turned it around. I got to, basically, year 10, my maths teacher changed. This woman came in as our new teacher, and she was so strict right off the bat, and I didn't like that, so I started barking at her like a dog. In the first lesson, I was going, ruff, ruff. And I don't know why, but I really was barking at her, like, I think I was calling her a dog. I don't know. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. No excuses. Horrible. And that went on for, like, the full of year 10, and she would say every day, like, she was probably a lovely woman, but she just came in and rubbed me the wrong way. Me and my best mate, Harriet, rubbed us the wrong way. So then in year 11, we one day walked past her at lunch, me and my friend Harriet, and every day that we had maths, she would say, like, oh, on Tuesday lunchtimes, do a lesson, like, for you to help you with your GCSEs in this room. And we walked past it, and she was there by herself. This teacher was sat there by herself. So we went in and we was like, hi, miss, like, can you teach us some maths? Because we felt so bad. And then every Tuesday for that entire year, just us would go to her and she would advertise it to, like, the whole year. And she was sat there by herself eating her cheese and crackers. And my heart just broke for her. It literally did. And so then every day, every week for that year, me and Harriet went, and that was the only reason that we ended up getting I got a B in at GCSE. And then basically that kind of changed around my whole view. And then between, at the end of year 10, I won the award for, no, at the beginning of year, in year 11, I won the award for, like, most improved, because I'd got loads of demerits, which was, like, what you got if you were bad in year 10, and then barely any in year 11. And I started to make friends with the teachers, because I'm a laugh. I love to have a laugh. And I was just having a laugh with the teachers. Once you realise that they're real human beings, you're like, oh my God, we can have a laugh right now. So we were just having a laugh, having a great time. And yeah, I fully turned it around, and then goes sixth form. So I went to the same sixth form that I did high school, and this was just, like, another piece to the puzzle. I'd smashed it. I'd done, pretty good on GCSE, not going to lie, pretty good. Like, loads of Bs. I think I got, like, 2 A's and, like, 1 C, something like that. But I lie about that C on my CV, so it's okay. It doesn't exist. And sixth form comes around, And at the beginning of the year, they do, they have this thing called, like, the head student team that you can go on, and it was typically filled with people that were just, like, very smart, and they'd like, plan things that, like, the student leavers ball at the end of the year, and then little events throughout the year, and basically they had to raise money throughout the year to then pay for the leavers ball at the end of it. And one way that they raised money was having what they call sixth form dues once a month or something like that. Not even, well, when I was in year 12, so my first year of sixth form, we had three throughout the whole year. This boy in the upper year, can't remember his name, organised it. Oh my God, sorry, I just had to sniff, and I bet that was horrible in the camera. Oh my, I mean, in the bloody microphone. Oh, I've had a drink. Oh, that juice is spicy. So he only organised like three throughout the year, and basically they were like events where we'd hire out some like awful little venue that would serve a lot of people underage, which is really bad, by the way. Don't know how they got away with it. Don't know how we got away with it. And we would then pay to get in, because realistically we're all like 16, 17, barely 18. We all want to go out, but we can't. So it makes sense to like get a venue and make like our own night out and stuff and make money from it for the leavers ball. So he were doing that. And then it came to the end of year 12. Sorry, I had to cough. Sorry about that. I know that's very unprofessional, you know, of me, but I just needed to. Well, oh my God, now I forgot what I was saying. Do you know what? Cough.
Get that out my face.
Get that out my face, cough. I love the get that out my face. Right, sick form dude. So basically, right, long story short, I applied to be on the head student team. I only applied to get onto it because I knew that you got to do a speech in front of your whole year and all the teachers. And at this point, I just wanted to rip into some of my mates. I had the best time doing that speech. I ripped into the head teacher, and I did not in a million years expect to get on it. Next day, I'm on it. Like, people vaulted for me. And I was like, what the hell? Like, why? I was just joking around. Like, what the hell? And then, basically, they put me in charge of the social events. So, sixth form dues, now I'm in charge. Last year, they did three. Charged £3 each per entry. And they only made about, like, maybe a grand or something for the thing. By the way, the school didn't know about this. School wasn't allowed to know about this. You would get all the money, and then the day after it, do a cake sale. I'm doing, like, abbreviations with my fingers here. A cake sale. And just randomly drop, like, a couple hundred quid in the pot and be like, oh my God, we sold five cakes, but we somehow made 600 quid. Like, what the hell? So basically, I was in charge. So I'm obviously a businessman. So I was thinking, right, everybody in the whole year wants to go to these. Why don't we up the price and make it once a month? So I then charged £5 per person and made them once a month. At first, everybody kicked off and I were like, what are you going to do though? Because you all want to go to it. I'm going to it. Everybody's going to it. So what are you going to do about it? Literally, what are you going to do about it? Because I don't think you're going to do anything. What I think you're going to do is give us £5 and go in. And guess what they did? They did that. But eventually everybody loved it. Whole of sick foot. It was such a good vibe for everybody to like get together. Absolutely love their life. And it was brilliant, basically. The leavers ball ended up being unreal. That was one of like the best years of my life. Well, I thought it was at the time. And it was, don't get me wrong. But then, as you get out of like the small town that you live in and you learn what life is more, it just gets like even like better. And then I end up getting one of the best A-level results in my year. Just putting it out there. Don't know how that happened, but I really did. So then I was like, right, I wanted to go to university. My best friend in the world, Leah, she was going to Newcastle and I was going to go to Newcastle with her. And last minute, I was like, no, I don't want to know anybody that I go to. I want to, like, go and be myself. Because secretly, I was thinking, I'm a bit gamey. And I want to go and, like, start my own life, live my own, like, self, whatever. So I last minute decided to go to Bristol Uni. And not Bristol Uni, a little one that isn't Bristol. I can't remember what it's called now. Do you know how they have, like, Manchester Uni and then Manchester Met? It was, like, the Met of Bristol. So it was like a more like artistic uni and everything, which I was well into because I was doing film. Max was doing film, okay? I used to think I were autistic. When I got to that uni, I realised, nope, you're just a boy that has a camera in a very small town that went to a school and would show them a picture. And because it's such a small town and they don't have many artists coming from there, they'd be like, oh, my art teachers, they were like my best friends, number one. Number two, they hyped me up so much. You're the next this, you're amazing. I made films, okay, in our artistic films. I look back at them now and they're more like comedy. It's more like a comedy sketch. But absolutely loved it and basically went to uni to do film because I thought I was cool and edgy. Turns out I'm not. So then dropped out. A lot more to it. I'm going to do like an episode on high school, on uni, but I'm just doing a brief overview. I'm trying to get this bit in under half an hour because I'm babbling on me. Brief overview. Brief overview. So then didn't like it, dropped out of there, came to Newcastle, met my literal like best mates in the world, absolutely love them, do marketing now, absolutely love it, had the best year, had the best second year, and then applied for a job in London and got it, and now I'm here. So for a boy from a little tiny town that used to look like a ugly goofy grebber with a bob, big fat heffalump, not doing too shabby. I'll say it for myself because nobody else is going to say it because you can't speak to me. That's how a podcast works. So I'm going to say it for myself. But yeah, so I'll put my hand up and say I'm proud of where I am right now. I don't say that very often, but I've done pretty good for myself. I faced a lot of stuff that as well, a lot of like setbacks, mentally. I was in like a very abusive relationship. I've spoke about before that I was in the Manchester bombing at the Ariana Grande concert. That like messed me up in like lots of ways. But I'm proud of myself where I am today. And yeah, I'm just putting it out there. I really am. So yeah, right, now we're pretty much up to date. I've missed out a lot of details, but I'll get to them later. I'm just having a great time. I'm just doing my podcast and I'm having a great time. So thank you for listening so far. Going to have a quick break because I need to fill up that drink. Well, actually, I don't. I need to drink some more of it. And then we'll get back. And then the next segment is me answering your lot's questions. So let's get to that then, shall we? Hello. This is usually the part of a podcast where a company might pay me to read out some sort of advertisement for them, but unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet, so we've just got me sat here in my dressing gown. So I reckon, if you're a company, you should contact me at max.belegday@gmail.com and you should sponsor me. And if you're just a nice lovely person listening at home, ring up a company and ask them to sponsor me. Other than that, just have a lovely day. Hello, and we are back with another little bit of Ballygde... Wait, let me do it. Oh, bloody hell, come on. Ballygde... Oh! I just love it, I just absolutely love it. Right, I hope that you like that little advert that I did. I'm not gonna lie, I was quite proud of that. That was a little bit of, editing genius. Can you tell... Right, so I did my film degree, also learned how to, like, mix sound and everything together. Can you tell? Because I think you can. I'm not gonna lie, I think you can. Right, anyway, this is the part in the podcast where I'm going to answer some of your questions. So I've already said you can send them in if you wanted to at... Oh, God, I can't remember now. Questions dot... Oh, I can't remember, right? I said it before. Let's just go off what I said before. Rewind back if you really want to know. So, first question is from Tyler. Now, Tyler's asked for his last name to not be said. So we're just going to go with that. Firstly says, oh, my God. Hello, Max. Hiya, Tyler. Just saying that you're bloody brilliant, firstly. What? Tyler! Oh my God. Right, yes. Right, sorry, that was me reading him, not just being rude to Tyler. I guess it's just a bit of advice that I want on how to come out to family and friends. I've heard loads of people say, just do it, but some people find it harder than that, me included, so I'm not sure what to do. I'm bisexual and have known for about 2 good years at least. But I'm really not comfortable coming out to anybody that I actually know. But I feel like I have to because I'm 18. About to start uni and just think that it's silly that I haven't come out yet. I don't know. Just thought I'd get your opinion on it again, I guess. I know you came out quite young, so if you can't help, then don't worry. It was just a thought I had at 1:30 in the morning. Lmao. Oh, that means laughing my ass off. Sorry, Ty. Right. Also, it probably goes without saying, but if you end up using it, blah, blah, blah. Right, basically, that's it. Right, so Tyler's asking about coming out, and a lot of your questions were about coming out, and that is fine. You know, I read them all. A lot of them had very personal stories that I wasn't sure, you know, if you would want me to say, but I thought I could clear them all, like, in this, you know, kind of... And I'm going to do a full episode on coming out and everything like that, just to mention, but, like, with this specific question. So, firstly, Tyler says that he wants advice on how to come out to his family and friends. So, and he also says that I know that he knows I came out quite young, which isn't actually true. I actually came out when I was 18. And what I did, so basically, I had a girlfriend, believe it or not, for like a full year. And then we broke up. And then a month after that, I got with a guy for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, like, what the hell? Like, how is this happening? This is horrible. This is wrong. I got so drunk just to forget it. Like, it ate my mind away. Like, it was horrible. Because before that, I'd kind of had feelings, but I had a girlfriend, so I never even thought. Like, I literally did not think. I was just like, you're straight, you're going to get married, have kids, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 bish, bash, bosh, absolutely done, baleg day. Sorry, I just had to. But then, but yeah, so I got with a guy, and then I did what a lot of young gay men do, which is very dangerous, very not cool, which is like get with a lot of guys like through like various like online apps and stuff like that, and it's not safe, it's not good, very, you know, like unhealthy, but it's very common. Like, I speak to very like a lot of like gay people like my own age, and they're like, yeah, like it's not okay, but like that's just what happened. Like, especially if you're in a small town, like you don't I'd never even seen a gay person before. I can hold my hands up and say I'd never seen a gay person in the town that I lived in once. I genuinely don't think I had. So basically what I did, over about a year, I came to terms with it. I was never going to come to terms with it because I'd fully planned, like, no, I was still speaking to girls, still getting with girls. And I was like, you're just going to deal with it, push it down, pretend it doesn't exist, and you'll be fine. And then I was involved in the Ariana Grande Manchester bomb incident that I spoke about before. And that's what shook me up and made me realise, like, I just remember thinking, like, I could have just died right then, and some random boys and men know effectively more about me to an extent than my own family and my own friends. And that just ate away at me, like, it really just did. And before this, I had basically said to my mum that I thought I was bisexual. I sat her down just before Christmas, and I said, I think I'm bisexual. And she could tell I was a bit hysterical. Like, I was all over the place. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I don't really know why, because my mum is absolutely lovely. I didn't really think that she would have an adverse reaction to it whatsoever. But it really just, like, terrified me. It was so scary. And I was telling her I was bisexual as well. So I was even lying about that. So then she basically gave me some amazing advice. She said, Max, calm down. She was like, you need to calm down. And she said,
get that out of my face.
No, she didn't say that, but she said, calm down. She said, you're about to do your exams, A-levels. She said, just calm down. Because I was fully saying, I'm going to post it online, I'm going to do this, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And she said, Max, just calm down, wait till you do your exams, and then do what you want to do. So I was like, okay then, right, fine. So I'll wait till I do my exams. And then I was like, right, you're bisexual, like, yeah, you're going to do this, and then you're just going to, like, keep getting with girls, but, like, then you'll at least have an excuse to every now and again get with a guy, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, basically, Ariana happened. Next day, I was like, I need to come out. Like, I just need to be honest with myself, be honest with my friends, be honest with my family. So then I waited for the day of my last exam, and I remember I was in the exam hall counting down, and I was like, please, I just want to, like, get this over with, I want to do it, blah, blah, blah. My plan was, that I was going to post it online, well, I was first going to tell the people that meant the most to me. It's like my best friends, obviously my parents. And that was like the hardest thing. I couldn't even tell my dad. I physically couldn't. I had to get my stepsister to tell my dad for me because I was so scared. But like I came out to literally everybody via social media or text. I know that some people like to sit down, but for me, my biggest like thing was that I don't want to have the same emotional, deep conversation with everybody that I care about, because that will be draining, it will be traumatic. And then what if the first person that I say it to has an adverse reaction that then puts me off saying it to anybody else, and then I'm just trapped in the same circle again? So I was just like, I'm just gonna firstly text message it to the people that I care about most. My best friends, like Megan, Leah, like Harriet that I mentioned before, told my stepsister who told my dad for me because I was too scared. People like that, like my friend Georgina. And I told people that I almost knew would have a better reaction to it, and that wouldn't shut me down and wouldn't like make me scared to tell more people. So I would definitely recommend, firstly, telling the people that you think will 100% be okay with it. Because that just gives you more... Every time that you tell someone, you get more confidence saying it. But someone that has a good reaction to it, you're going to obviously, of course, have like so much more confidence about it. And that's great. That's all that you need. And then that same day, I posted it on Facebook at the time, because that was like the big thing. Posted it on Facebook. And I'm, like I said, I'm from like a really small little town. And I fully expected half of my mates to just be like, see you later. Don't like that. Don't have that in this town. See you later. And the reaction that I got was breathtaking. Like, literally unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it whatsoever. And it was like, I just felt so loved by all my mates. Because I grew up with, like, a predominantly, like, lad group of mates. And they all were so like lovely, so welcoming, just so, I just remember being like, wow, I'm actually content with life right now. And there was a point in my life where I weren't going to do it. And I know that it's not the same for everybody. Like some people, I didn't have the most perfect coming out experiences, a lot that I'm not mentioning, but I would say that no matter what, like I went through some shit with one of my parents, like a step parent, but I would say that no matter what, it's worth it. It's literally worth it. Like I've, you know, a lot of people, like I've gone to London now where like you can't walk past someone in the street without being like, they're gay and that's great. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like in little towns, I don't know where you're from, Tyler, but it can be harder. So my advice to you would just be, firstly, tell the people that you think are going to support you no matter what. And secondly, just do it at your own pace. There's no perfect time to do it. There's literally no perfect time to do it. If you're about to go to uni, if you're like, what? Like, you could do it then, because then you don't have to see them. Like, literally, that's what I was like. Call me a pussy, I don't care. But I was like, I don't want to see these people. Like, I'm too scared. So, yeah, that's basically my advice. Best of luck to you. I'm sure that I'd love an update if, like, you know, see what happens. But best of luck to you. I'm sure that no matter what, your parents, when you are a parent, obviously I'm not a parent, but when you're a parent, the number one thing that they want is for the child to be safe. That's all that they want. They love you, no matter what. Even if they don't like you, I'm sure my parents don't like me half the time, I'm bloody well annoying. But even if they don't like you, they always love you. Like, obviously, some people do get disowned by the parents, but nowadays it's very few and far between. So I'd say, Tyler, when you're ready, use the advice that I've given you, and I have no doubt that I'm sure you'll be fine. And I wish you the best of luck, Ty. Absolutely. Everybody give a clap for Ty. Give a clap for Ty. You can do it, Ty. I believe in you. Love you. Love a bit of Ty. Right, next question. This is from Anonymous. Okay. Hey, Max. I don't want to get too deep, but what's your advice? What's your advice about a mate who recently has been salty with me and yet so nice to my face? We've been friends for 8 years since the beginning of high school, but we went to different colleges. Ever since then, sly digs, she knows no one else will notice but us, started. We made plans to go out after our A-level exams. She forgot and then went out with college friends. We made plans for after results day. Instead, she cancelled and went out with her college mates again. Even though I went to a different college, we all had the same results day, yet she only tagged her college friends in a congratulations post and not her best friend of 8 years. Fast forward, we both have done our first year at uni. I asked her if she was free to book a holiday to Barcelona next year, to which she said yes, but only in July because of her placements, and then she booked a holiday to Turkey instead with different people. I don't know why she suddenly started leaving me out of things. I'm not jealous, friend, and I agree we should have more friends, but it's always going to happen. But every one of my college friends she has met and befriended, because I don't see the need to keep my friendship group separated. I want them to know each other so we can all have fun. Sorry if this was long-winded. Is this friendship over with? Should I ask her about it? Is it just in my head? Thank you, Anonymous. Right. Firstly, I want to start by saying, just because you've known somebody for the longest doesn't mean that, like, your friendship should mean the most to you. Okay? Some of the people that I've met in the last 2 years of my life mean more to me than people that I've known for fucking 10 plus years. Do you know what I mean? And that doesn't mean to say that the people that you've known forever don't mean something to you. They're always going to mean something to you. They're your friends that you grew up with. You've got all these shared experiences and everything. But when you're young, you're put in school with people, whoever are from your town. The older and older that you get, the more you want to choose your friends. Okay? So, for example, I went to uni, I only made mates with the people that I made mates with. Like, I didn't even live with them, I just met them, and then we became friends, and then the friendship group grew, and now we're all best friends, but by choice, because we all wanted, like, we all got along and everything. And that doesn't mean to say that the people that I've been friends with for years aren't still, like, really good mates and everything like that, but when you get older, you realise, like, if I met this person now, just because I've spent the last 10 years of my life with them, if we met now, what do we have in common and would we be friends? Sometimes it might, the answer to that question might be no, and that's fine. That doesn't mean that you aren't friends. It means that you are still friends, but you just don't have that much in common now, and you're allowed to grow individually. Like, I look back on some of my, like, closest friends that I grew up with, and I love and adore them. I'm so grateful for all the stuff that we went through as, like, young adults and children and everything, but now we're completely different people, and that is okay. Like, some people get caught up in the fact that, like, oh, like, blah, 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 like, we've been friends for this long, so we should be doing everything together. No, not necessarily. Like, I could meet somebody tomorrow that would be the best, like, man, best woman at my wedding. Do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't get caught up on the fact that you've known each other for that long. And secondly, she's treating you like shit. So, what do we say to that? Wait, come on, I've got a button for this. I've got a button for this. That's what we say. That scared me a little bit then. Right, that's what we say to that, okay? That's not treating you nice. I would say my advice to you, who is it? Oh, Anonymous. Is just keep going the way that you're going. If she doesn't want to be with... It's like the classic thing. If you stop showing someone attention, maybe they'll be like, oh my God, they're not showing me attention anymore, so, like, I'll crave their attention. And she might come running back to you. But if she doesn't, why do you care? Like, realistically, I feel like, just based on what you've said, you've come to the terms with the fact that she's not being very nice to you, and that's not all right. We don't do that. We don't treat our friends like that. I don't treat my friends like that. Do you treat yours like that? Clearly not, but she does, apparently. So maybe she's just acting Billy Big Bollocks, and that's not nice. So what do we do? I say, not necessarily cut her out your life because you've got a long history, but stop placing so much value in this friendship, because in doing so, you're probably missing out on other opportunities around you. I could get caught up on people that I was once my best friend in the whole world, and now we don't speak as much, but they're doing their thing, I'm doing mine, so I'm allowed to come and make new friendships, new experiences, live in new cities and stuff like that. You could be stopping yourself from having so many opportunities that you don't even realise. So to that, I would just say, yeah, just crack on with yourself. You deserve it. You seem like a lovely friend. I'm sure that somebody else will be grateful to have you. And that's all you need to know, really. Tell her to jog on for a little bit. Maybe not forever. Maybe this is a phase, she'll get over it, you'll get over it, everything will be cool, you'll meet up every, like, 6 months and it'll be fun because you haven't seen each other in ages. But if not, where's the loss? You've had a good couple of years together. Enjoy that, be grateful for that. You don't need to spend the rest of your lives together just because you've known each other for that long. That's all I'm saying on it. I think, you know, based on what you said, you already know the deal. You already know what's up. So, yeah, let's just leave that there. So now, guys, now, been through your questions. Like I said, if you want to send me some. Oh, I can't remember that bloody email. I can't remember. I think it's balegde.questions@gmail.com. It is that. It bloody is that. balegde.questions@gmail.com. Send them in. Send them right in and we'll get answering for you. Right, so now, going to go for another little break, little cutie, little breaky, and then we'll get back to the next bit where we talk about something a little bit serious, and then something that I like, and something that I don't really like. Do you know what I mean? See you in a minute. Well, I won't see you because it's a podcast, unless you're watching on YouTube, but if you're not, then I'll hear you. Well, you know, you'll hear me. You'll hear me in a minute. I'll be back. I'll be back in a minute. Hello, it's me again, and in a shocking twist, I haven't found a company to sponsor me in that last couple of minutes. You know, it's not really all about the money for me doing this, I usually just like talking a bit of rubbish, but my bank account is a little bit upset, I'm not gonna lie. So if you are a company, please contact me at max.balegde@gmail.com, and if you're not, just have a good day and enjoy the rest of the podcast. I hope it's good, I really do. Hello, and we are back. I just absolutely love it. Like, literally, this is, like, the most fun. Get that out of my face. Get that out my face. You need to go and watch that video. It's called, just search on YouTube, like, get that out my face. It's literally the funniest video ever. Like, it literally makes my day. But anyway, right, now is the part of the podcast where we're going to talk about something a little bit serious. So, today, right, I don't know when this is coming out, but whilst this was, like, yesterday, the day before, in Los Angeles, I believe it was, three trans women were just beat up. Like, the names, one of them was an influencer, she's called Eden the Doll, and then Jaslyn White Rose, and then Jocelyn Flawless, they were all just beat up. They were filmed by a group of men doing this. And they were all in on it. It was like a big joke to them. And it's just, I just find it truly disgusting that this is the world that we live in. Trans women, in particularly trans women of colour, are beaten, murdered, almost on a daily basis at this point. It's vile, it's disgusting. They're just trying to exist around us. I feel like the trans issue is in the same place that the gay issue was in, like, in the 80s, in, like, the 70s, where people think it's some sort of disease, which is just mind-boggling to me. Like, they just grow up and their bodies aren't in the same place that their head is, and that's fine. It doesn't impact you whatsoever. It does not impact you whatsoever, but, and I know that none of the people listening to this will have, like, such hateful views, but I just want to bring some attention to it. It's absolutely disgusting what happens. They were filmed in Los Angeles, they were just minding their business, they got robbed, they got beaten, and a group of men around them were just laughing at it, and it's absolutely vile, in my opinion. I know trans people, as I'm sure many of us do, and I cannot imagine ever feeling some sort of way or tolerating this behaviour. People were just around watching. It's absolutely sickening, it's disgusting, so just wanted to talk about it in case you weren't aware. I will put a link to a trans, like, organization where you can donate in my Instagram bio, because I just wanted to bring some attention to it in case you haven't heard about it. It's absolutely disgusting. We all know this, but so, you know, let's just try and make the world a better place, because it really does make me feel sick. Right, so Now, on a more positive note, I guess. So now we're at the part of the podcast where I'm going to talk about something that I like. Oh, wasn't that a little bit cutie? I really like that. And something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like. Oh my, Jesus Christ, that scared the life out of me. I'm sorry if you have headphones on, because that really did get me. Jesus, bloody Christ. Right, anyway, something that I've, do you know what, to be honest with you, I do actually quite like, I do quite like, and this week, it's JoJo Siwa. I'm not gonna, you know, be fake. This is my podcast, so I'm gonna be real. When I was first introduced to JoJo Siwa, it was just like casual observations, and I thought, that is a weird woman child. Like, what is going on? This is like a 17-year-old girl that's 6 foot tall and is blah, 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 acting like... But now, no. Mark my words when I say JoJo Siwa will be our next big pop girl. When JoJo Siwa has her Miley Cyrus bangers era, you are all gonna be, oh my god, I can't wait. Right now, some of her songs, I'm not gonna lie, I'm come back like a boomerang. Oh my god, even that's like a little kid's song meant for kids. Right, her brand is a billion dollars. That's like, I don't even know. It's like, I think it's like a thousand millions, or is it a million millions? Is it a million millions? I think it's a million. Do you know what, JoJo Siwa? That's what you get, because if a $1 billion brand, and obviously that doesn't mean she owns it, it means that like the JoJo Siwa brand, like, but still, what the hell, like, she was on Dance Moms, and if you've watched Dance Moms, the kids just get terrored. Like, they literally just get attacked on a daily basis, especially JoJo. She was treated awfully, and she's just come out. She's doing her own thing. She's showing... She just did that video with, James Charles, where, like, she had her makeup. She looked beautiful, and I was just like, wait till her contract with Nickelodeon or whatever it is expires, and she does her bangers era. I cannot wait. The stories that she'll have to tell, I cannot wait, I'm so excited, and you should be too. I really, really like JoJo Siwa. I think she's a lovely person, very intelligent. For her age, absolutely smashing it. You know, I've got about, wait, let me check, £5 in my bank account. and yeah, JoJo Siwa, absolutely, I really like JoJo Siwa. So now, we're going on to things that, to be honest with you, I don't really like. That's right. And this week's thing that I don't really like is Piers Morgan. Right. Okay. Do you know what, Granny Annie?
Get that out of my face.
Literally, get that out of my face. I despise the man. I'm just going to say it. He hacked a dead person's phone when he was a journalist, firstly. I'm pretty sure he did. Anyway, I hope I'm not spouting false facts. Anyway, the things that he comes out and says about transgender people to just try and diminish them, basically, to make fun of them. When people fully go onto the show and they're like, the stuff that you are saying is, like, ruining my life. And he's like, well, I identify as a penguin. It's like, ooh, get lost. Like, he's so... Just the way that he behaves, so unprofessional, so rude, so horrible. And I just think, bugger off, you big ugly bugger. Wow, coming out with the insults here, but literally, I'm just like, get that out my face. Do you know what?
Get that out my face.
Yeah, literally, number one thing that I think about Piers Morgan is just, get out. I just cannot stand him, really cannot. The things that he did to Little Mix, when they did the cover where they wrote, like, where it was a... I think it was a recreation of, like, the Dixie Chicks. Is it the Dixie Chicks? I can't remember. But, yeah, like, he ripped them to shreds. On like, national television, he has such a big platform. And for what? And for what, Piers? Literally what? Why does he deserve that? He's making people's lives worse just by existing. Like, and he's given one of the biggest platforms, at morning television, more views than bloody, like, definitely this YouTube video. I'll tell you that for a fact. But, It is beyond me why this man has so much power, despite just like, you know, being horrible, basically, being absolutely horrible. And especially what he did to Little Mix, that really rubbed me the wrong. But I went to see Little Mix live, and they mixed together clips of him, like, saying hate towards them, and they put it into the song, and it was the best thing ever. Right, another thing, oh, I love Little Mix, right, guys? Sorry, side note, Little Mix are everything to me. Little Mix are Little Bit by Leg Day, Little Bit Little Mix, Little Bit Obsessed, Little Bit Jade Thirlwall, Little Bit Perry Edwards, Little Bit Leanne Pinnock, Little Bit Jesse Nelson. I am obsessed with them. I'm a fully grown man, and I've seen Little Mix live about 6 times. Oh, sorry, I need to catch my breath. But anyway, yeah, Piers Morgan, this is what I have to say to you.
Get that out of my face.
Right, smash it. Guys, do you know what I've done? I've just done the first episode of my podcast. Oh my days, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty proud of myself that I fully set this up. Guys, you don't even realise the technicalities that I've had to do to get all this going. I'm a bit buzzing. I hope that you learned about me. I can't remember what I spoke about in that first bit, so God forbid, I don't even think I'll listen to this back, so a bit too much, you know, a bit too much. Oh my God. My brain fully just went a bit. Right, but anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you've made it to this point, I love you. What can I say? I love you. Thank you. Right, so basically, gonna post about it on TikTok. If you share, no, what's it called? Duet my video. Then at the end of every podcast, I'm going to give someone a shout out. Don't care who you are. I'm going to pick you. You'll have to duet my video. I'll put it all on TikTok. I'm sure that most of you are from TikTok anyway. So put it all on there. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for, do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day,
I just want to be me.
And the fact that you lot just want to listen to me as well, that means the world, it really does. I'm glad that I have, you know, this opportunity to talk about different topics, talk about things that I don't like, talk about important things. And do you know what, I made them funny ads, but realistically I don't care about making any sort of money. I love talking to people, love like chatting. I could chat to a brick wall, which essentially right now I literally am. But thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, it really means the world. And I just hope you've had a lovely little bit of Ballet Day. Wait.
Ballet Day.
But thank you, literally thank you so much. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you on the next one. Thank you very much.